Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Alternative Investments CAIA Level I by Donald R. Chambers and co-authors is an academic and professional textbook that also functions as the official curriculum for the CAIA Association Level I exam. Positioned in the Wiley Finance series, it offers a structured introduction to institutional quality alternative investments, emphasizing both market fundamentals and how these strategies behave inside diversified portfolios. Rather than presenting alternatives as a collection of anecdotes, the book organizes the space into core segments such as real assets, hedge funds and managed futures, private equity and private credit, and structured products, alongside professional standards and ethics. The intent is dual use to help exam candidates master the core body of knowledge and to give working investment professionals a common framework and vocabulary for evaluating strategies that differ from traditional stocks and bonds. Updated editions are aligned to the evolving CAIA Level I curriculum and are supported by exam-oriented learning aids, making the book as much a study system as it is a reference. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a framework for defining and evaluating alternative investments. A central contribution of the CAIA Level I curriculum is a consistent way to think about what makes an investment alternative and why it may deserve a place in institutional portfolios. The book focuses on strategy characteristics that tend to differentiate alternatives from traditional assets, including less transparent market structures, varied liquidity profiles, more complex payoff patterns, and greater reliance on manager skill or operational infrastructure. It guides readers to evaluate an alternative strategy not only by its headline return potential, but also by its underlying sources of risk and return, its implementation constraints, and the environment in which it is likely to perform well or poorly. This framing helps candidates avoid superficial comparisons and instead assess strategies in a comparable format. It also supports realistic due diligence by emphasizing how fees, access vehicles, and the quality of data can affect observed performance. For CAIA candidates, the framework is especially valuable because it connects individual asset class modules to portfolio-level decisions, reinforcing the idea that alternatives are tools with specific roles rather than standalone stories. Secondly, real assets economic linkage, inflation sensitivity, and implementation. The book treats real assets as a major pillar of institutional alternative investing, commonly associated with tangible or economically anchored exposures such as real estate and infrastructure, and often linked in practice to inflation sensitivity and long horizon cash flow themes. A key idea is that real assets can behave differently from public equities and core fixed income because their value drivers may include rents, usage fees, replacement costs, and broader real economy dynamics. The curriculum-oriented approach emphasizes understanding the channels through which real assets may contribute to diversification and the practical trade-offs that come with implementation. Readers are prompted to think in terms of liquidity and valuation frequency because many real asset exposures are not continuously priced like public securities. The book also encourages a disciplined view of risk, including leverage and cyclicality, and the ways capital structures and financing choices can change outcome distributions. For exam preparation and professional application alike, the value lies in connecting the intuitive appeal of real assets to measurable portfolio roles, while staying mindful of constraints, governance, and the realities of allocating at institutional scale. Thirdly, hedge funds and managed future strategy types and risk exposures. Hedge funds and managed futures are addressed as a broad set of investment approaches rather than a single asset class, which is crucial for understanding why outcomes vary so widely across managers and styles. The book highlights that these strategies are often defined by how they trade and hedge, the instruments they employ, and the risk exposures they choose to emphasize or neutralize. By focusing on strategy characteristics, the curriculum helps readers distinguish between return sources that may be tied to market risk, relative value positioning, trend following, volatility exposure, or other systematic and discretionary components. It also reinforces the importance of understanding the mechanics of leverage, short selling, derivatives usage, and liquidity management, because these features can amplify both opportunity and operational complexity. Managed futures and related approaches are typically considered alongside the concept of crisis behavior and non-traditional diversification, but the book encourages a careful, evidence-aware mindset rather than assuming a single pattern will persist. Overall, the treatment supports a professional ability to categorize strategies, ask the right due diligence questions, and evaluate how a program might fit into a broader portfolio allocation. Fourthly, private equity and private credit illiquidity. Governance and life cycle. Private equity and private credit are presented as core institutional categories where the investor experience is shaped by long horizons, limited liquidity, and governance structures that differ materially from public markets. The book emphasizes that private investments require understanding not just what is owned, but how capital is committed, drawn, deployed, and ultimately returned over time. This lifecycle perspective matters for portfolio construction because cash flows can be irregular, and timing uncertainty can influence both risk management and rebalancing. Another theme is that manager selection and deal execution can be especially important in private markets. Where information is less standardized and value creation may depend on active ownership, operational improvements, or structuring choices. Private credit similarly demands attention to covenant design, seniority, and the ways credit outcomes can be shaped by underwriting discipline and workout capability. Across both areas, the curriculum pushes readers to connect return expectations to the realities of fees, access, and institutional constraints. The result is a grounded understanding of why illiquidity can be compensated, but also why it introduces distinctive risks that must be managed through process and governance. Lastly, structured products, portfolio integration, and professional standards, in addition to covering major alternative strategy groups. The book includes structured products and the portfolio and professional context needed to use alternatives responsibly. Structured products highlight how engineered payoff profiles can reshape exposures, redistribute risks, and create outcomes that are not obvious from a simple asset label. Understanding these instruments requires attention to embedded options, counterparty considerations, and how complexity can obscure true drivers of performance. At the portfolio level, the curriculum focuses on integrating alternatives into a coherent allocation process, emphasizing diversification intent, risk aggregation, and the practical implications of liquidity, valuation, and correlation instability. This perspective is particularly relevant for institutions, where policy portfolios, governance, and rebalancing discipline matter as much as selecting a compelling strategy. The book also incorporates professional standards and ethics aligned with the CAIE emphasis on professionalism. That material reinforces that alternative investments often involve higher complexity and more pronounced information asymmetries, increasing the importance of clear disclosure. Appropriate conduct and robust decision processes. Together, these elements position alternatives not as shortcuts to return, but as sophisticated tools that must be evaluated and implemented with competence and integrity. In conclusion, this book is best suited to CAIE Level I candidates, investment professionals moving into alternative asset roles, and graduate or advanced undergraduate students using institutional investing as a course focus. Readers benefit most if they want a disciplined map of the alternative investment landscape, rather than a collection of manager anecdotes or product marketing narratives. Practically, it strengthens the ability to classify strategies, identify likely sources of risk and return, and understand why implementation details such as liquidity, leverage, valuation practices, and fee structures can dominate real-world outcomes. Intellectually, it offers a coherent way to connect diverse alternative categories into a single portfolio conversation, which is often the hardest part for newcomers. Compared with many general alternative investment books, it stands out because it is purpose-built around a professional body of knowledge. Topics are selected and organized to support consistent learning objectives, and the coverage is broad enough to establish literacy across the main institutional segments. The inclusion of professional standards and ethics further differentiates it from purely technical texts by reinforcing the governance and conduct expectations that surround complex strategies. As a result, it works both as an exam-aligned study reference and as a durable desk resource for foundational decisions and alternatives. If you would like to support Donald R. Chambers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.